When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. I remember the first day I worked in a supermarket. I picked up a lasagna and read, "Remove cardboard sleeve and film." To this day, it's the most boring video I ever made. My aunt is almost Irish. Her name's Iris. The CIA, MI5, KGB, they've all got a lot of secrets. KFC, just the one. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Hello. Milton, Pauline, you wanted me to come down to the basement. Sorry, I was feeling a bit delicate after heating up some leftovers last night.
Oh, poor you, Anton.
Yes, I mustn't breathe too deeply down here. Look, there's fungus in the corner over there.
But it came in handy as an extra topping for an old pizza.
yes, all is explained.
Now, Anton, Milton and I have got you a little retirement present.
Retirement? Oh, no need. I was only volunteering at the Citizens Advice Bureau. Still, it'll be nice to get off the treadmill. What's my present?
Ta-da! A treadmill.
How lovely.
The salesman in the shop was very persistent. I was there for hours. But the more I tried to walk away, the more I seemed to stay in the same place.
Well, this seems awfully generous.
It was reduced because it was shop-soiled.
Really?
As I say, I was there for hours.
Yes, well, I was just going out for a stroll, but now I can stretch my legs on this amazing gadget.
On you get.
Oh, right, yes, well, no time
gentle
like...
Gentle jog.
Not too fast.
Take deep breaths now.
Yeah, doing just that.
Probably best not to think about the fungus giving out deadly spores in the corner.
Yes, maybe we should stop.
But no pain, no gain.
I want to stop.
Well, when the going gets tough, the tough gets... catapulted against the wall. Apparently.
Oh, agony of agonies.
Remember, Anton, pain is just weakness leaving the body, even if it is in a red liquid form.
Well, it's a lovely gift.
I'd like to have a go myself, but I can't. What with my hip?
Pauline, you never told us about that. It only goes to prove that our infirmities can seem a lot more obvious to us than they do to other people.
Yeah, my Uncle Keith has two prosthetic legs. The only reason you'd even know is because they're in addition to the normal ones.
Is that so?
Well, I've been waiting to hear from the hospital for ages.
Wow, it sounds really bad.
It's not my hip. That's the front gate.
Oh, must be the postman.
Wow, the postman's got a bad hip too.
Oh, Milton, don't be absurd.
Sorry, post slate. I've got a bad hip.
I'll get it.
No, Pauline, you mustn't.
Leave it to me. I've been dying for a chance to try out my letter opener, one I brought back from my holiday in Marbella.
Oh, yes.
Alejandro.
Estoy aquí, señor Cojones.
Hola, Alejandro. Can you open this, por favor?
De nada. Adios.
I wondered who that was at breakfast.
Yes.
Well, let's have a look.
Oh, finally a date. Look, 21st of the 9th. That's September. Only a few months away.
Best call the ambulance now, though.
Yeah, let me see. Oh no. I'm afraid, Pauline, it's not the 21st of September. It says it's in 2109. That's in 85 years.
You're joking.
On the plus side, the ambulance should be here by then.
Hang on. This treadmill's given me an idea. What about a sponsored walk?
Good idea. I'd definitely sponsor you, Pauline.
No, Milton, you and I do it for Pauline.
Ah, yes. Like from Land's End to John O'Grady.
You mean John O'Groats?
No, my friend John O'Grady. He lives in Penzance.
Yeah. I think we'll need to go a little further than that.
OK, I'll ask to borrow his car.
Thanks, boys, I'm touched, but I really don't want you to go to any trouble.
Not at all, Pauline. Treadmills are all very well, but I'm looking forward to an unexpected trip with the road at our back and the sun on our faces.
But watching out for potholes?
Of course.
Otherwise, it would be an unexpected trip with the sun at our back and the road on our faces. Next, we had to get some sponsorship. Fortunately, I knew a gullible old lady, but as Anton pointed out, we were actually raising money for her. Anyway, we finally agreed to begin our epic journey at John O'Groats and head south. But from the moment we set off, Anton started complaining.
Oh! My feet are killing me! Why did I let you buy my walking shoes?
You said brown, you said leather.
Yes, but the 4-inch heels.
Well, it gives you the extra height needed to see any low branches.
It's just a long way to walk with the weight of this rucksack. What's in it, by the way?
Your treadmill?
Of course it is.
Eventually, we were soon walking over heather and dale.
Ouch! Do you mind? Are you all right, Heather?
You're really deal.
Apologies, this path is a bit busier than I thought.
Well, just walk through that little glen over there.
Okay.
Ouch, get off.
Sorry, Glen.
Just where are we supposed to walk, then?
Oh, for goodness sake, try going through the copse over there.
Very well.
Careful, it's very busy around here.
Sorry, officer, terrible here, isn't it?
I murdered.
Do you? That's worrying. Eventually, we put up the tent and passed out exhausted. But Anton was still in a bad mood when morning came.
That's the worst night's sleep I've ever had.
What a view, though.
Yes, of the inside of a nice dry tent. I can't believe you made us sleep outside.
At least your new treadmill's not wet.
Oh, look. There in the distance, standing in a shaft of sunlight, a magnificent stag. Except he's got a cagoule and a woolly hat hanging from his antlers that look rather like mine.
Can't be. Last night, I put them on a hat stand.
Oh, I see.
We packed up and trudged on. But as the path took us higher and higher, we realised we were lost.
Well, this is desperate. Nothing to eat, no phone signal. Have you got any bars?
2 Kit Kats and a Crunchy.
Yeah, no. Other kind of bars.
2 so far. 3.
Not what I meant. Oh, this is bad, Milton.
Yes, if one of your 4-inch heels has gone, you need to get it fixed, otherwise you'll look ridiculous.
No, my left foot, look, it's pointing in a different way to my right one.
OK, stay calm, Anton. I know exactly what to do. There. That was the wrong one, wasn't it?
Yeah. A bit.
Well, at least now they're both pointing the same way.
Oh. It's cold, I'm injured, and we've no idea where we are. What are we going to do? Look, a dog, a rescue dog, with a little keg of brandy round its neck, like a St. Bernard.
Ah, this must be a St. Andrews, the Scottish version.
Well, what's the difference?
The brandy's already been drunk.
Yeah. Hello! Is everything all right? Oh, you look like you're in a bit of a fix.
Oh, thank goodness you're here.
My name's MacDonald. I've run the local chemists for over 40 years.
How marvellous.
Oh, MacDonald had a pharmacy.
Actually, I've also been doing some experiments in artificial intelligence, which may surprise you.
AI. Oh.
Ah, now, I can see you got a nasty ankle twist. In fact, both ankles facing the opposite direction. Well, that's very rare.
He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Well, I can have a closer look at it while we wait for the air ambulance. It'll take us to my state-of-the-art clinic.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'm just a pharmacist. This part of the country doesn't have many conventionally qualified doctors.
Right.
With a quack quack here and a quack quack there. I do think the NHS could make more cutbacks. I mean, do we really need hospital chaplains? Don't get me wrong, I like the idea of waggling my moustache and twiddling my cane as I walk round the wards. Mind you, I have done a bit of medical work, even though I was qualified to do something else.
Hello, Doctor. I'm Jess, and this is my husband, Jack.
How do?
Good morning.
I'm just here for support, really, because, well, I'm embarrassed to mention this, but we heard a rumour that you were actually a vet.
Oh, don't worry. I've done a course to convert. It'll have absolutely no bearing on my work as your GP. Now, do take a seat.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Not you, Jack. Down, boy. Down. Hey. I know it seems kind to let him, but trust me, in the long run, it'll cause more trouble than it's worth.
What?
Now, Jack, if I could start by asking you a few questions. Excuse the personal nature of this, but who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy? Are you a good boy?
Well, I always try to do my best, I suppose.
So what seems to be the problem, Jess? He looks healthy. He's certainly got a lovely, shiny coat.
Oh, yes, it was in a sale at M&S.
Great. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is carry out a CAT scan.
Ooh.
None over there. None under the table. Good. So what seems to be the problem?
Well, I've been feeling a bit, well, down, Doctor, you know. Whoa.
Well, I think I can give you something that will perk you up.
Antidepressants?
No, this.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Go on, Jack, go on.
Well, actually, it's quite fun, isn't it? No, this is great. No, this is just silly. I'm leaving. Get out of my way.
Jack, stop it.
Leave him alone.
Got him into the travel basket. Bad, Jack. He's quite aggressive, isn't he? And I see he's 43, a remarkable age for Jack to get to, Mrs. Russell.
What are you saying?
It might be the kindest thing to have him destroyed.
Destroyed?
I think he knows, doesn't he? And people say they don't understand us.
So you're saying I should get rid of my husband? But we have children.
Tell them he's gone to live on a farm. Better still, just replace him with one that looks more or less the same. I'd suggest having a look in Wetherspoons or a snooker club.
This is ridiculous. I demand to see another doctor. Come on, Jack. Let's get you out of there.
I'm so sorry. I think it's just all those years working with animals. Maybe it's for the best if you see my colleague. Dr. Gilbert, could you pop in here a moment, please?
Morning.
And he's a real doctor?
He's a surgeon.
Oh.
A tree surgeon.
No.
As we rode in the helicopter, I told MacDonald about my Scottish ancestors, how they'd set up the first couple of Highland Games on one of the islands, Sky Sports 1 and Sky Sports 2. Eventually, we arrived at his hospital. I stayed with Anton as he was rushed into a cubicle.
Shouldn't be long now, Mr. Peterson. Mr. MacDonald will be with you soon.
Thank you, nurse.
And just to say that the gown usually goes the other way round.
Ah, yes.
And the other way up.
Indeed.
And on the patient.
Sorry.
Right.
Tell you what, Anton, let's do a couple of tests while we're waiting.
Really? I don't think we should...
Right. Well, first, I'm going to test your reactions and your lung function. If you could just blow into this.
Oh, very well.
Oh, no, make it stop!
Yep, your reactions are 100% normal.
Anton, I've had a look at your x-rays and we should be able to get you straight into pre-op for your hip replacement tonight.
Oh, that's tremendous. Hip replacement? But it was my ankle.
Oh, no, it's just state-of-the-art, man. We used titanium to mimic the structure of the lower back.
So, a pelvis impersonator.
It really is only my ankle.
Ah, now, don't you worry. We do hundreds of these ops here.
Really?
And afterwards, you'll be able to run as fast as an Olympic athlete.
Wow. Usain Bolt?
No, Princess Anne. She represented Britain at show jumping once, but it's certainly quicker than you can run now.
Well, if you're sure that's the right treatment...
Oh, yeah, and I tell you what, Milton, you can have the operation too, if you want.
Well, it would be nice to have a friend in the same boat.
In the meantime, I'd like you both to meet my anaesthetist, May.
Hello.
May cause drowsiness, I presume.
No, that's incorrect. My whole name is May McKellen Fife. Originally, the name May was derived from the goddess of spring, whilst the McKellens were a lowland clan that can be traced back to the Lords of Galloway, whereas the name Fife is related
to the stewards. Oh, wow, you're good, I'm
Albany.
Losing consciousness already. When I left Anton's bedside, I had a number of questions. Why was he having a hip operation when he'd only hurt his ankle? Why had MacDonald offered to do mine as well? And what had someone called Marnock done for lots of signs to go up just south of Glasgow saying that he should be killed? It seemed to me that May hadn't been entirely comfortable with what MacDonald was doing. I needed to speak to her urgently.
Hello?
It's Milton.
Milton, you've been ringing for 3 hours. How did you know it would take me so long to answer?
Well, you mentioned that you used to work for NHS Direct.
Oh, well.
May, there's something odd going on, and I think you know what it is.
I can't see.
I know, it's not always easy to speak up about injustice in the workplace. For instance, once I worked on a building site where the employees weren't being made aware that they could have tea breaks.
And you turned whistleblower?
Yes, the kettle was broken, so I made the noise.
Well, OK. Look, I can't speak now. Maybe it's easier to show you. There's going to be a dance tonight for all the recovering hip replacement patients. Does the word Kayleigh mean anything to you?
Of course. Minogue.
No. It's a traditional Scottish dance. Meet me there tonight. Do you know how to get to the sports hall?
Well, I think I've just found a map on a blanket covering the sofa in my room. It seems like a grid system. If I follow one of the black lines...
Are you sure that's not just a travel rug?
OK, see you later. Bye. It's not easy to hold down a job in these difficult economic times. Although the other day, I thought I'd come up with a solution for the cost of living crisis with regard to mortgages. So I went into the local bank and shouted, "Nobody move." Then it all got quite complicated. But even other jobs I've had recently haven't been straightforward.
Right, here we are. The King's Arms. It says you relax in homely surroundings of this traditional English pub.
Hello? Anyone here?
That ringing is coming from this laptop on the bar. Maybe we should,
Afternoon?
Excuse me, where is the barman?
You're looking at him. You see, the staff here at the King's Arms, we all work from home.
Really?
Relax, you'll get the idea. Now, what can I get you to get yourself?
What?
Well, I can hardly get it, can I?
Well, I suppose not.
Trust me, you won't notice the difference.
Do you do cider?
You tell me, the menu's on the bar.
Oh, right.
And, sir, can I interest you in one of our traditional ales? Some food, perhaps? Or maybe you'd just like to take advantage of our excellent free... Wi-Fi.
Order the drink, honey. I'm just off to powder my nose.
Okay, dear. Right, well, let's see. Yeah, 2 pints of your IPA, please.
Right, third tap on the left. No, no, not your left, my left.
Oh, okay. There. Not bad for a first go. Oh, and I see you've got some what's-its.
Sorry, I'll just adjust the angle of the screen. Sometimes I forget I'm not dressed below the waist.
Honey, I just used the restroom. It is in a terrible state.
Ah, it's the cleaner, you see. They're...
Working from home.
Maureen lives 3 miles away. Be reasonable. No one makes a mop that long.
Look, buddy, we wanted a traditional English pub. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I can look embarrassed, if you like. Go into system preferences. Click display, recalibrate screen colours, then just push the red slider up a bit.
Actually, I want to order some food.
Oh, yeah, 2 sandwiches, please.
Okay.
But we're both vegan. My wife is gluten intolerant.
Madam, would you mind ringing that bell, please?
This one?
Yep. Thanks. Sorry, we've just closed.
What?
I can't believe you. I can't wait to write your review on TripAdvisor, buddy. Too lazy to come to work.
Why should I come downstairs?
Downstairs?
Internet's broken, bye.
Thanks a lot.
May, you said it would be a traditional Scottish Kayleigh.
Apparently on the poster, it was a lot easier to just spell Kylie.
Of course. Wow. Everyone here seems very fit and healthy.
But that's exactly what's been bothering me. They're too fit and strong and aggressive. They've all sworn loyalty to MacDonald, and he has connections to a Scottish organised crime family, the Sperranos.
Of course, like the Sopranos, only smaller, hairier, and good at looking after money.
Exactly.
I need to ask the people here some questions, find out what's going on.
Just don't get into any fights.
What do you mean?
Hey, who are you?
I'm just a visiting surgeon with some questions.
Surgeon, eh? Oh, I've got a few questions to ask you.
I think you might be thinking of sturgeon.
Maybe I'm at that.
So tell me, what did you used to do?
I used to spend all day staring out of the window.
And the care system let you down?
No, no, I was a helicopter rescue pilot.
Oh, I see.
I had PTSD, but since my hip-hop, dancing has brought me back to happiness.
Bravo! Tango, foxtrot?
Bravo, tango, foxtrot, we're going down, we're gonna dig. Oh, sorry, sorry, it used to be a whole call sign. It's all coming back to me. No, no.
Right, maybe I'll talk to someone else. Oh, hello, madam. Where are you from?
Lothian, outside Edinburgh.
And what's that place like?
No, a Lothian, outside Edinburgh. We should stay there instead of standing over there by the drinks, the big numpty.
Hey, shut it, August.
No, you shut it.
No, oh, everyone's very feisty here.
Hey, English, how about a Scottish dance-off then, eh? Just me and you.
OK, I'll just need to change the record then.
No, eh? What Scottish dance are you going to do? That's not Scottish.
Is the Macarena not Scottish?
Well, who about this?
Ah, a traditional Scottish sword dance. If only I had some sort of sword.
Can I be of assistance, senor?
Alejandro, how come you're here?
I heard the Macarena.
What? Are you gonna just stand there or what?
Yeah, come on, you wee bampo.
Listen, you need to know that once I stood for the Scottish National Party.
Did you know?
Indeed, I fought a hard campaign. But in the end, I had to respect the wishes of the people of Cardiff.
Do you see the problem with the pensioners now, Milton?
Yes. I think we need to rescue Anton and get him out of the ward and out of Scotland.
We'll have to do it under cover of darkness.
We can't wait till summer.
Let's go.
Come on, Anton. Up you get.
What is going on?
I'll show you. We need to get to the medical supplies room. It's through here, but it's got a keypad.
But think. What could the code be for the lock?
N-E-double-S.
Why would a lock... Ness, I see. maybe something a little more complex.
1314.
Of course. 1.314 miles. Exactly how far the Proclaimers were actually prepared to walk.
No, 1314 was Bannockburn. I knew it. MacDonald is obsessed with defeating the English.
Wow, look at this. An Aladdin's cave of titanium hips, knee replacements and other joints. And on this label it says they're smart hips.
Well, I'm already wearing smart trousers.
No, smart is in artificially intelligent. What's happening? The hips and joints are rattling.
It's this, some kind of a remote control, which means that MacDonald can make whoever these hips belong to do what he wants. Milton, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes. Imagine the fun he could have making them all play Twister.
Is it? No. He could have his own army of remote control pensioners.
Oh, wait. Tomorrow morning they're all off for an outing to visit Hadrian's Wall. I don't know how to say this, but I think they might just keep on marching.
We need to cut off their supplies.
Quick, phone every news agent between here and London and tell them not to sell any Werther's Originals.
I'm not sure these pensioners conform to such stereotypes.
Oh, right.
But we'll have to catch them up and confront them. Otherwise, they'll go over the wall, speed towards London, and bingo.
Now who's doing stereotypes? We had to move fast. Anton May and I commandeered the air ambulance and caught up with the battalions of pensioners just as they were about to cross Hadrian's Wall and march towards London. And there was MacDonald riding backwards and forwards in front of them on a discarded mobility scooter.
Pensioners of the North, your sacrifice will not be pointless. And by that I mean we'll all be back in time for the TV programme Pointless.
This is terrible.
How are we going to stop them?
You three. So you think you can stop me, do you? Well, I will succeed where the heroes of the past have failed. Bonnie Prince Charlie. William Wallace! Is there anyone who can forget Wallace's rallying cry?
Cracking cheese, Gromit.
Silence, fool! Just as soon as I press this button, they'll all march south and conquer England! Here we go! Pensioners, march!
Look! Thousands of them!
They know where they're going, too. Every one of them clutching a thermos flask covered in a little road map.
Again, Tartan.
Clever.
Everybody back in the helicopter. We can follow them from the air.
Oh, wow, it's frightening. Their wet packamacs glistening in the drizzle.
With spikes attached to the wheels of their shopping trolleys.
What happened? Why have they stopped?
I still have the remote control we found back in the storeroom. It seems to override McDonald's one. So if I just press rewind...
No, no, Milton, that's fast forward. They're speeding down the M6. We're going to struggle to keep up.
Wait, the pensioners are stopping at the services.
Which ones?
All of them.
Of course.
Oh, no, they're off again.
Let me see the remote. I'll press this.
Milton, you've pressed channel.
So?
And now they're heading towards the Bristol Channel.
Oh, no!
And at this rate, they're going to miss London altogether and end up at, I don't know, Land's End.
Exactly.
What?
And so we caught up with them all on the southernmost tip of the United Kingdom.
Oh, that's a lovely view. And it's so hot, it must be about 7 or 8 centigrade.
Aye, it's a heat wave, all right.
They say in the summer the temperature could reach double figures.
Someone would be boiled alive.
And you can stay here forever if you like.
Well, it's Cornwall got this, Scotland hasn't.
Global warming and a hosepipe ban.
Oh, exotic.
We could also throw in a bagpipe ban.
Done!
Great! And all you have to do is sign the sponsorship for...
Milton, that's brilliant. You've saved England and raised enough money for Pauline's hip operation. Or spend it all on Cornish clotted cream. McDonald doesn't look happy, though.
You've just ruined my life's work with the people in the Highlands.
Yes, your terrible clan has failed.
And now it's time to report you to the authorities for high treason.
You can't stop me. I've had all my limbs and joints replaced, which means... I can actually get into this Fiat 500 in record time.
Somebody do something. He's getting away.
Oh, he won't get very far.
Ah, this car! Why won't it start?
Because I've done what we English have been doing to the Scots for years. I've stolen your oil.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Gordon Kennedy. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, with additional material by Adrian Gray. And the music was by Guy Jackson, the producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.